Harper Audio presents Population Control: How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us by Jim Marsh. Read by Paul Bamer. Introduction. Once upon a time, a great nation became a self-destructive society. Most people throughout history have been happy just to be alive. They have sought, in the words of the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Many Americans now recognize how far we have strayed from this ideal. America is experiencing a dangerous transformation, through which the global elite has used every tactic available in a conspiracy to hoard an even greater share of wealth and reduce the world's population. And it is working. Many Americans have been drawn not toward life, but toward servitude and death. In America and in the world as a whole, entire populations have been culled for profit and control. Elites have used the so-called God Syndicate, guns, oil, and drugs, as well as toxic air, water, food, and medicines, and, of course, the toxic financial system on which the whole master plan depends, to reduce the world's population. This is due to the belief of the global elite that the basis of all the world's problems is overpopulation, just too many people using the Earth's limited resources. Guns, oil, and drugs are the top three revenue-generating commodities in the world today, and they form the financial backbone of the global elites. All three are trafficked internationally, generating huge profits for those who control them, and are becoming ever more important in today's economy. America has gone to war for oil, supplied its military, not to mention private citizens, with firearms, and been complicit in a global drug trade. And behind the scenes, a wealthy elite has profited tremendously from all three. The food, water, and air we consume are also in a state of decay. We believe this decay is normal, the way things have always been. We discount the overwhelming evidence that these are recent developments. We now live in a culture of death and decay that has been imposed upon us by a small group of wealthy elites that publicly espouses involuntary population reduction. We're being killed by chemicals, genetically modified organisms, GMOs, dyes, additives, plastics, tainted water, and polluted air. Numerous common household items are actually powerfully toxic. Aspartame, fluoride, GMOs, pesticides, high fructose corn syrup, pharmaceutical drugs, cell phones, microwaves, even basic electricity. Even though food is plentiful in America, our bodies receive fewer nutrients than they did 50 years earlier. The commercial products we use every day contain more than 85,000 chemicals. Our food and water are poisoned as well. Until the 1950s, the U.S. was predominantly a rural nation. People mostly ate fresh homegrown garden foods. No foods contained genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and chemical food additives were rarely used. Beginning in the late 1940s, corporate food producers increasingly began offering processed, nutrient-deficient foods, previously unknown in human history. Children growing up in the 1960s were, for the first time, subjected to imitation foods, processed consumables that appeared and tasted nutritious, but lacked any real nourishment. By the 1970s, the American diet consisted of non-nutritious white bread and other unnatural food products. By the 1980s, Americans raised on imitation foods, drinking fluoridated water and distracted by disco, had become apathetic and lazy. We are not aware.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?